We're coming up on a peak viewing period for a meteor shower. The Orionid meteor shower occurs every fall as the Earth passes through the debris field of Halley's Comet. The Earth entered the debris field around October 2nd and will continue through it until November 7th. The peak of this meteor shower will be on the night of October 21st and early morning hours of October 22nd. We'll be in a second quarter moon at the time, so we may not be able to see some of the fainter meteors, but overall the viewing could be quite good. Around 20 meteors per hour may be visible if the sky is clear. You may recall that the Orionids have a reputation for unpredictability and occasionally produce several peak viewing periods. They have even produced large fireballs that are visible during the daytime. So you might want to check out the sky occasionally over the next week or so. Meteor showers are produced by comets. Comets are mixtures of ice, rock, and dust. They're often described as dirty snowballs a few miles in diameter. When comets pass near the sun, the heat causes the comet to shed ice and particles. These mostly sand-sized particles from the debris field in outer space. When the Earth passes through these debris fields, the pieces collide with the atmosphere and become glowing hot. Viewed from the Earth, of course, they're falling stars. Meteor showers are named for the constellation from which they appear to originate. So the Orionids appear to be radiating out of the constellation Orion. Orion should be visible around 10 o'clock Central Time. It'll travel westward across the sky as the evening progresses. As you might expect, meteors, or falling stars if you prefer, were viewed very differently by early civilizations. To some, they represented benevolent or evil spirits. Others saw the portent of good or bad. Some cultures saw them as babies, souls, traveling from heaven to earth. For others, they represented a human death. So be on the lookout for meteors over the next few weeks. And while you're at it, give some consideration to how earlier civilizations interpreted these celestial travelers. I'm Chuck Lura.